Now, let me turn and say, Secretary Hegseth, that the president has called Medicaid, Medicare, and child care little scams and said, quote, we're fighting wars. We cannot take care of daycare. I'm just trying to understand that. Is it your position, since you're asking taxpayers for another $500 billion for the war, that American families should be forced to give up child care and health coverage so that you can have $1.5 trillion for this budget?
Senator, that's not my department. I certainly support this, and I also support the president's efforts to find and remove fraud wherever possible in a general sense.
I'm not talking
and we
about
do that
fraud.
In our department as well.
I'm not talking about fraud. I actually asked whether an American family should lose their health care or their child care to pay for this budget. That is literally what the president suggested.
The president has proposed a historic $1.5 trillion budget that will defend the nation and confront threats like Iran, which previous presidents allowed to happen, as Senator Graham pointed out. Previous administrations said they wanted to take care of this problem, and they did not, and he's doing it.
The question in front of this committee, the question in front of the American people, is what are they being asked to give up for this $1.5 trillion? That's where I was talking about. And lastly, Mr. Secretary, your budget request cuts through Trump's ramblings and really, to me, makes the truth clear that you and the president don't value families as much as you value defense.
Senator.
Thank you, Senator Murkowski.